Capitalism, says Gerrymander, isn't just flawed, dangerous, and obsolete. It is inherently unsustainable.
Capitalism is basically like a Ponzi scheme. In order to succeed, it has to produce profits after profits after profits. It's based upon ever-expanding wealth. And wealth that is gained by investments at one stage has to be fed by new investments, and then the new investments are paid by later growth. So if growth ever starts to slow down, that's the end of the system. It can't really function anymore.
In his most recent book, The Capitalism Papers, Mander, a Marin County-based social critic and anti-globalization activist, analyzes the inherent characteristics of this dominant economic system. He sees it as one that is inherently amoral, inequitable, and anti-democratic.
In order to sustain its growth, it has to make sure that the system functions in its behalf, that regulations are down and that they can take advantage of resources without limits, they're not taxed too much, that growth is constantly possible. And in order to be sure that that happens, it's very, very good to be able to control the rules of the game. So capitalism is very, very eager to dominate the political process.
For Exhibit A of this thesis, Mander continues, we need look no farther than the current election cycle. Further, he says, American capitalism has become fundamentally pro-war and has been ever since World War II, provided the economic engine to lift us out of the Great Depression.
We're much better at doing military production, much better facilities and innovation than we do in making wine or cheap, sustainable cars. Other countries are better at those things. So countries tend to do what they're good at in a capitalist system. And the United States has a comparative advantage in military production in economic terms, so that we now produce more military production than all of the other countries in the world combined. And that's what we're going to keep doing.
Mander does make a key distinction between small businesses and large-scale corporate capitalism.
The person who owns a small store or operates a local business or a community-run enterprise that serves the community and stays within the community and is owned by relatively few individuals is not the same creature as global capitalism and national capitalism that we're facing today. I think small-scale capitalism really ought to have another name altogether.
But the resource-dependent system embodied by multinational corporations is of necessity on the wane, Mander says, and either before or after it fails and crashes, alternatives will be needed.
Take the best of this system and the old system and planned economies and socialism and mix it all together into a kind of hybrid system. We see a little bit of example of that in the Scandinavian countries, which are functioning on the social democratic systems, which are also hybrid systems.
The all-important, unanswered question is, can we actually substitute such a system on a global scale?
It's not that hard to conceive of a really functional, highly democratic system based on localized economic units with very intensive ecological principles and where personal wealth expansion is not the primary goal. What is hard to imagine is how we get from here to there.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.